2013, the chief executive during a Westminster inquiry, Des Crowley, said that there'd be no further closures. And now, 3 years on, we're seeing a further 8, which brings the total closures across the north to 17. Hugely, we're in development. Yesterday, when Des came to Stormont, we were told, quite simply, that there's no way around this. They're closing these branches and that's it, regardless of the consequences it has for local people, even though in certain areas such as Bleak, there's no other option for people to bank. And the bank are providing no alternative whatsoever to those people that they're leaving high and dry.
Bleak and Castledurg, among the branches involved in this latest round of closures, you haven't been able to secure guarantees about their future. So what now?
Well, it's hugely worrying, particularly for my own constituency in Castledurg. There was 3 banks in the town in recent years. Now we're down to 1 in a very short period of time. It's ordinary, decent people in rural communities that have been loyal to these banks for a number of years. And now all of a sudden, the Bank of Ireland and others are coming along to the likes of Castledurg and Bleak, pulling the handbrake and saying, you know what, we're pulling out. And they're doing that on the assumption that people have sufficient access to broadband and telephone network. And as we well know, right across those particular areas that we're talking about, that is not the reality. There's huge issues in terms of the infrastructure there and also in terms of rural crime. The bank has said that they expect people to go to their local post offices to do their business. But as each of us know, post offices have been downgraded. People will not go to post offices because their privacy is invaded, because the post offices are now on the front of the shop beside the shop counter. And the Bank of Ireland pride themselves on supporting local communities. Well, today they're abandoning local communities, and they need to get that message hard and fast that local people will not be very happy with their decision.